Welcome to Tell Me More Live, the recorded version of our storytelling night at the Push Comedy Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm Deb Markham, your podcast host and the producer of the show. Our live event usually hosts up to six storytellers sharing their personal stories inspired by one word and a song. Sometimes these stories get a little blue, but that can happen on a comedy theater stage, especially in a military town. For our debut storytelling night, the word was Journeys, and the song was Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads. In this recording, actress, comedian, writer, and all-around awesome performer Nikki Starr shares how her 14-year-old self had some really high expectations for the future.
Hello. So this evening, my story is a little less than a story. It is more of a reading by a young author, 14-year-old me. I was cleaning my room, which always needs to be cleaned because that's how I am, and I found a box of old stationery that someone bought for me, and I know they bought it for me because it was covered in butterflies, which I'm terrified of. That's a real thing. They're stupid and ugly. Sorry. I opened it, and I found this article that I had written about what I would be doing in my life 12 years, which is a million billion years to a 14-year-old, 12 years in the future. And I thought, who better to hear it than a room full of strangers and my friends? A little about 14-year-old me. I had recently switched from public school to private school, and in a weird twist, even though I was the only black person in my grade, I felt more free because I'd always been a person that was into a lot of different things, and in public school when I was like, dude, have you heard of this band Nirvana? They are awesome. People were like, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, me too. They're terrible. I hate them. I was very shy, which is a weird thing because I am not shy at all now, you guys. And I spent a lot of time. I had like one friend. I had a lot of acquaintances, but one friend. And I spent a lot of time with her, a lot of time with my family, and the majority of my time in my room, reading or writing or singing to myself obsessively. and mostly dreaming about what I was going to do and all these huge things that I was going to do with my life. And now I will tell you a little about future me. And by future me, I mean 2006 me. So here we go. I'm sorry. Can I say one more thing? I wrote a lot at this time. I wrote a lot of stories. I wrote a lot of poems. I wrote journal, everything. And I thought that I was a brilliant writer. Man, those other people had nothing on me. but then when I read this, I was like, yo, not great. Anyway, misspellings and everything. Okay, so here we go. So, Nikki Starr is the kind of person we all want to be. That's how it starts. Imagine how great it gets. Okay. She is a great humanitarian and a well-known philanthropist / philatelist, which was one of my favorite words at the time. Philatelist and numismatist were my favorite things, even though, I mean, I'm sorry if you do. I don't care about stamps or collecting coins. But it's a pretty word, and I like it. So here we go. Many people know of her marvelous singing talent and her generosity to the homeless. We applaud her work with orphans, and giving millions of her own money to the homeless. Nikki founded the Star Home for Orphan and Runaway Children. This is one writer that feels touched, ding, by a star. The only thing more interesting than her tremendous giving is the way she came about being able to give from her time with her band, Purple Mesh, and her own solo career. Her unbelievable voice propelled her to greatness. Nikki Starr was born March 15th, 1979, to Lewis and Darrell Hudgens, and she displayed a natural desire to perform. At 17, she and three of her friends formed a band. That band is now etched on our American history. For 5 years, Purple Mesh made music that enchanted the world, and their music ranged from their Generation X anthem. It is our turn. Don't make me laugh. To sultry ballads softly crooned by Nikki. After 5 years, the band declared irreconcilable differences and split up. Me. You've got to imagine a nervous 21-year-old. How is five years? We started the band when I was 17. I'm 21. That's not 5 years. Okay. I can't count either at 14. So you've got to imagine a nervous 21-year-old about to toss her cookies because she realizes she has severe cases of stage fright. I've never been so scared in my life. Yes, after so many years of performing with her band, Nikki was afraid to sing solo. But she got out there, and she performed. And that performance got her immediately inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In the past 5 years, Nikki's albums have broken all records. Her second album, Hanging In There, surpassed her first album, Hello, as the top-selling record of all time. I've really matured a lot since the Hello album, she says. I think the new album reflects that, and although I think it will still be appealing to everyone, not only does the new album show her maturity, but she has written her first novel. Yes, writing is my new thing, and I've always loved stories, so I thought I'd give it a try. I hope it does well. Do well? That is an understatement. The day it came out, it became number one on the bestsellers list. And it has been number one for the last 10 months. It was also given the Nobel Prize for Literature only 2 weeks after it came out. What's ahead for Nikki in the coming year? Well, I've accomplished so much by the age of 25. I mean, so what's next for me? I mean, well, in the coming year, 2005, Leonardo and I are getting married on Valentine's Day. That's DiCaprio. And we're heading to Ireland on our honeymoon. And when we get back, I think I'm going to take a well-deserved rest. A well-deserved rest for this virtuoso. Our hero has beauty and grace. She's a prize-winning author with a heart as big as the world. Not to mention, again, an incredible songstress. She's achieved everything and more than she's ever dreamed. I am very blessed. I never thought any of this could happen to me. But it's more than I've dreamed. Oh, Nikki, but it's not a dream. It is very real. I swear to God, this is the last sentence. Oh, Nikki, how great thou art. So I wrote all that, and of course, it all happened. You all know it, right? and then for a moment, it's so dumb. It's like one of, I mean, but it's a really human thing. I read it and I was like, oh God, how disappointing. Like, I haven't done any of that shit. And let me say something else. Since I was 14 or 15, I have been madly, passionately, completely devoted to Brad Pitt. And so, 14-year-old me, 15-year-old me, whoever, in her wildest dream, all of these things are going to happen. But I still wouldn't let myself marry Brad Pitt. Like, oh yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's done banging all these models and everybody else, and he's coming right to my door. That is what I thought was going to happen. And then I thought, you know, would she be disappointed? And I've done a lot of stuff, y'all. A lot of stuff. I was in the military. I've traveled all over the world. I've done so many really fun, crazy things. And I thought that, like, even if I haven't done all the things that are written in this amazing story that I wrote myself, we all, I do, you do, all still have a journey to go on. You still have so much time to do and achieve and make all of these things happen. And in that spirit, I would like to perform a little bit of my Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducting performance. Not a lot. I'm not singing the whole thing. But I'm going to do it because I've had 3 beers now and I feel okay about it. So we'll see how it goes and you clap at the end whether I'm terrible or not. Okay, so here goes. I'm going to sing. For real. Now I'm really nervous. Okay. Ooh.
It's been a long, 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 long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movies and I go downtown. Everybody, they keep saying, don't you hang around. It's been a long, 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 long time coming, but I know a change.
That was Nikki Starr sharing her story about childhood expectations versus reality. Thanks, Nikki, for reminding us that our big dreams were sometimes kind of ridiculous. To everyone else, thank you for listening to Tell Me More Live, the recorded version of Tell Me More, a live storytelling event at the Push Comedy Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. If you would like to join Tell Me More or contribute in any way, visit tellmemorelive.org. That's tellmemorelive.org. to find plenty of information about our events and show. Also, make sure to keep an eye to the site for new podcasts to come. In the meantime, remember, a happy ending always depends on where the story ends.